Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, 8 Steps to Making Sales Simple. Sales are contingent upon the attitude of the salesman, not the attitude of the prospect, said W. Clement Stone. One of the most important skills for wealth creation is the ability to sell and persuade. Whether you're a salesperson, a manager, or an entrepreneur, you need the ability to convince other people to take action. I learned my sales skills from Tom Hopkins, Dan Kennedy, and Mark Ford. Modern day influences include Grant Cardone and Brendan Burchard. Most of these experts were once like me, and maybe you too. They were not naturally gifted or comfortable with sales. Fortunately, it's a skill, one that you can improve no matter what your starting point is. I started my sales career as a telemarketer, calling people anytime, day or night. Tell them my story. Don't be an order taker. Learn to be a closer, Bedreau says. Marketing can teach you a thousand ways to get leads, but if you don't know selling, you can't close. If you can't convert a prospect into a customer, if you don't have a selling script, a system that is proven and predictable, then you are going to struggle no matter how good your lead generation marketing is and how many people you get in front of you. Fortunately, the process of selling is simple. It's a learnable skill, and the process follows a proven path from point A, the connection, to point B, the sales. Over time, I built a phone sales process for my workshops that goes something like this. Step one, hi. Hi, Mary. This is where you connect with your client based on something they mentioned in an email or on a social media. For instance, if you have gotten a survey and they answered the survey that they were interested in a business opportunity, then all you have to do is say, hi, Mary. My name is Davida. And your name was given to me when you filled out a survey saying, you were interested in a business opportunity. Are you still interested? Step number two, tell me more about your business. Collect vital information. Step three, congratulations on launching a successful business. I'm wondering though, what elements of running your business are still giving you pain? In what way are you still overwhelmed? Discover pain points you can solve. Okay, when we're talking about pain points, what we're doing is there something that your product meets that can help someone else live a better quality of life? What if they need to lose weight and you have an exceptional diet pill. How are you going to explain that to them and get them to close? You might start by saying that in the survey, it shows that they are interested in losing weight. So maybe you can ask them, how much weight do you want to lose? How is it affecting your life or your quality of life? What kind of quality of life do you expect to have when you lose that weight? And then you kind of tell them a little bit about your product and how effective it is, and tell them a story of someone who found success with your product. The idea is to get them interested. What would things look like in your business if you didn't have to deal with these weaknesses? Encourage the client to see the concrete benefits to a solution. I think I have something that can help. A perfect for them solution is often too good to be true. But manager representative will often be open to hearing what you have in store. Step 6, greet. Let me tell you about XXX we offer. Explain the benefits of your product or service and what you actually deliver. Create an enormous amount of value to justify the customer's investment. Still, the customer may talk. Step 7, sure, I know there are objections, but tell me, what is this pain costing you in money, time, and energy? Deal with objections. This is where you really learn to do sales, through how to answer objections. Make it clear that your solution will make their life and business measurably better. I even have a special deal lined up for you. Offer an exclusive discount or deal that is hard to pass up. Close the deal in a way that leaves the relationship open for future business. Do you see how simple this script is? That's because 90% of sales is listening. I let my prospects talk themselves into a sale while making sure I don't talk myself out of one. One of my business partners, Daniel Woodrum, takes a similar approach. Daniel and I co-own 2 Fit Body Boot locations in South Carolina, Mount Pleasant and Greenville. Daniel has done thousands of sales consultations and summarizes the best sales principles in 7 points. We are going to discuss each of them and give you some examples of some things that can truly help you. Start the consultation by finding common ground. This builds rapport and trust. Once you're comfortable with each other, then move into the actual consultation or sales. And here's a good example. If you're calling someone, say in a city that you're very familiar with, or you've had family there, then why not say, oh, that is very interesting because I have a cousin or an aunt or however you want to say it, who lived there. And when I went to visit them, we often had a great time and we went to, so, you know, give them a place that they can relate to, someplace that everyone knows about. Let the prospect do most of the talking. Too often, the salesperson takes over the conversation and talks all about them or their service. But at the end of the day, your prospect cares only about getting a solution to their problem. They just need to know that you care about them and that you are able to help. Create a set of questions and use them to offer to steer the conversation. Ask follow-up questions to dig deep and to elicit emotion. Most of the time, prospect customers are just looking for someone to share their problems with. If you show genuine concern, you become the person they feel comfortable with opening up to. The idea is to get them to ask and answer questions with you so that you get more familiar with them. And often I've heard that whenever you deal with someone that becomes a customer, why not get lists of family members and birth dates? And why not send them a little note wishing them a happy birthday on their birthday, or sending them a little tip on something that they can use? The idea being that because you show an interest in them, then what's going to happen is that when the time comes to make the sale, they will think about you before they think about someone else. Don't be too rigid with your script. Just be casual. If the client gets a little off topic, gently steer them back onto the straight line to success. As Jordan, the Wolf of Wall Street, Belfort says, so let's go over that. So if you're talking to someone and they get into a tangent and veer off of the topic of what you're trying to stay on, you need to gently gear them back to the line of thinking so that you control the conversation without letting them control the whole thing. But it's in any sales, it's a give and take. Don't be too rigid with your script. Just be casual. If the client gets a little off topic, gently steer them back to the straight line of success. The most important part of listening, listen to the prospect so you can figure out their main problems. Then show them how you can provide the best solution. Examples work well here too. Describe how you helped a client in a similar situation by giving them the tools to overcome their obstacles. Finish with a clear visual on how this client is now happy and successful. This will give your prospect confidence that you can help them with their problems too. Give them the incentive to act now. It could be a discount on the first payment, a gift if they sign up today, or a gift certificate to another service you offer. People love getting a deal, and it will help them say yes. Often, people are looking for benefits of the price, but they also want more value for the price than what you're actually giving them. Answer objections clearly and concisely. Waffling only makes it seem like you don't have a reasonable response, so be direct and diplomatic. Then guide them back to saying yes and stop talking. The awkward silence is actually a good thing to embrace. Let the prospect make the next move, which will either be saying yes or asking another question. The more questions people ask, the more you can understand what their objections are, and the more you can come with something that will explain to them and help them overcome that objection. Because usually those objections are nothing more than stall tactics because they're not ready to say yes. So what your objective is as a salesperson is to help them understand that every objection that they have can be overcome. Let the customer know that their yes doesn't mean the end of the relationship. Make it clear you're there to support them, not just through payment and deliverables, but in an ongoing relationship that shows you can be trusted to offer solutions to their problems in the future. As you can see, selling is actually quite simple. Understand your prospect's problem by being a great listener. Then show them a clear solution. Be friendly, but pointed and concise. In short, take your prospect by the hand and guide them down the path to saying yes. What we are talking about here is to help you get to the answer that you want. And selling is an art. And there have been many people who have worked on sales and been very successful. So let's look at some things that can help you in selling as an art. So let's talk about a little bit about what is selling. The last step in the chain of commerce where a buyer exchanges cash for a seller's goods or service or the activity of trying to bring this about. Also, what it's all a part of what you are making sales in. And understanding how to make it all simple and easy so that you can help someone grow. Okay. So let's talk about today, a lot of selling is done online. So how do you do that? Well, you need a platform to use to do e-commerce business. And the millennials and Generation Z are the, let's back up. The millennials were born from 1980 to 1996. This was the growth of the computer age. As the internet came into existence, as more and more companies started putting websites up, then more and more people started buying online. Why is this? Amazon has proven that purchasing online is a growing business. They have already expanded their headquarters and are looking to go into another city to have another headquarters location. But there's also other opportunities out there. You can go on Shopify, and that's a platform where they have products or companies that you can literally open up a store and sell their products and earn an income on. So it's a matter of understanding how to sell and how to sell in a way that will help you. And you can start even on eBay, that you can go on Amazon and you can buy products at wholesale prices, and you can go on eBay and open up a retail store and sell them at retail. So you're buying it wholesale and you're selling at retail and you're reaping the profits. Generally, this is and has been proven to be one of the best avenues for growing a business today. And we were talking about the sales process and how to make that sales process work for you. And it's 8 steps that you use. It's understanding when you're using telemarketing to make sales. And that's one aspect to selling a product. But there's websites that you can go on that you can create to sell a product. There's meetup groups that you can go to, and almost every place that you go, you have to have an elevator speech. You need to understand how to incorporate all of this into your marketing techniques. And marketing gets the leads, but the selling closes and generates the sales. So even though you have a much lower overhead than you would had you gone and opened up a brick and mortar store where people can come in, and you're finding more and more malls are not making it. They are not what they used to be because most people today don't have the time to go to a mall and just go into store to store to store. What people will do is they may read the newspaper and they will see who's running a sale. Once they see those sales, what do? They will go purchase what they need and they will go look for opportunities to market it. Or rather, they will and people today, the majority, and we are now in the digital age. The digital age is what allows us to put pictures up on a website so that someone can see it, so they can pick their sizes, so they can order online. If you are looking for an opportunity to build a business, you have also websites where they will go on there and they will teach you about marketing or building a website and interacting with your customers and growing your business and getting more knowledgeable about the digital age and marketing to people and closing those sales. And you have Tom. You have Ryan Tracy, who offers sales training courses. You have Tom Hopkins, who have taught people how to sell. So there are quite a few products out there that you can use. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, where you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And we can sit down with you and help you write out your business plan to help you market your business.